Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:15 now, joining us live as they do each week this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Been doing this for years at WCRF. And as I understand it, you two, you had a weekend to remember in Akron over the weekend, huh?
We did. It was a great weekend. I was hoping somebody would say something about it because we really wanted to put out a shout out to Akron and people who came from Chardon and Strongsville and Akron and Fairlawn, probably right around the corner from you. That's, we could have walked to your house, Kathleen.
I know, you should have. We what gives?
And,
I know, busy
we were
or something?
Bit busy. Yeah, we were. But it was a great weekend. And we just had a great time.
Anything you want to highlight? Or what?
Anything you want to highlight, Joe?
We're just so grateful for everybody who attended. They just showed great kindness and hospitality towards us. And sometimes you wonder when you're speaking in somewhere, you know, near home, how you'd be received. Mm-hmm. But the people were so wonderful. And I think that was a highlight for me, just talking to the people. Aww. Very kind.
And I think the highlight for me, we talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people were like, we love the morning show. We love Brian and Kathleen. Aww. And that was really fun. Just to receive those, you know, words of encouragement. And I did say I would make sure I told you. And even though I did, if they're listening now, I told you publicly.
I will tell everybody.
But one of our joys going places is it always happens where someone's like, hey, Kathleen, so good to meet you. Hey, where are your parents? Are they here?
Where's your mom and dad?
And we're like, no.
I don't bring them everywhere with me. I'm an adult.
But hey, so somebody wrote to you with a little bit of a tricky one here. Their spouse is never on time. How do you even begin to handle this one?
Well, you know, I think you can handle this a little differently with friends and family than you actually will have to handle this with a spouse. I really feel that the habits that we get into, we need to call each other on them as a husband and wife. We need to smooth those rough edges off of each other. And I feel like this specific one of being late, I think it really needs to be recognized as rudeness to not just to, you know, your partner as you're trying to get out the door and you're late. If it's a habit, you're late all the time. But then also to the people that you're going to meet or to whatever occasion you're going to attend, that if you're just going to go out to dinner, it's just the two of you, it doesn't really matter. But when it affects other people, then it becomes rude.
Yeah, definitely does.
Absolutely.
Would you ever dare do the thing that some people do, which is, okay, so let's say your spouse is always late, like a half an hour late. So the event's at noon, but you go, oh, well, it's at 11:30. That's when it is, to just try to make sure they're on time.
Well, I think part of what my answer was going to be was just to say, just start getting ready earlier.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to be, I don't think you have to be sly about it. I think you just need to say, hey, you know, normally it takes us this long to get ready. We need to do this a half hour earlier and begin to develop a new habit.
Well, and you know, when it comes to biblical love, where you're putting your spouse before yourself, if somebody comes to you that loves you sincerely and is committed to you for life, and they tell you that it drives them nuts that you're late all the time, I feel like we ought to try to do something about it, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when it comes to your spouse, I think you just need to have a much better understanding of the need to just respect each other's time and responsibilities. And, you know, this takes time. It takes a lot of willingness on both parties to really address this issue and do it well. And, you know, for me personally, when I was thinking about this topic for this morning, I was thinking about all of the non-marital relationships that are out there that this happens to you as well. And, I mean, I thought of one. In the business world, if someone was chronically late for meetings or late for an appointment, you know, I personally wouldn't put up with that. And but when it comes to a marital relationship, this is where we need to continue to extend grace and develop some pretty creative strategies so that you both agree on, of course, so that you can be more considerate and courteous to each other.
Well, what if they're kind of saying, oh, it's not a big deal. The other people are going to be late anyway.
Why do I have to change? Why couldn't you just get used to me being late?
Okay, so So does the world revolve around just one of us? You know, I think it's selfish. If I'm going to just put a label on it, it's just selfish. We're not considering the other person before ourselves. Uh-huh. And I think if we develop a habit that we're generally on time and we're generally courteous, the time that we're late or the time that we're curt and we've said something we wish we wouldn't have, people are going to give us grace for that. I think when it's a habitual kind of thing, after a while, people don't really appreciate it. And I think, you know, they're either going to say something, other people, or they're not going to invite you anymore. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, right. Like I know when back in the day when in like, especially when I was doing like big family gatherings, or other kinds of occasions, I would say to people, because we knew a few people who would pretty much never show up on time. And I would just say, okay, the house, you know, the doors are open at 5:00. Come on over. We'll eat at 6:00. If you come later than 6:00, you can make up a plate for yourself and heat it in the microwave. Because I just felt like, why would I hold up one person when there's 12 or 20 or 25 people coming to enjoy a dinner and they've all showed up on time?
Yeah.
And
I like that strategy, Cindy.
Yeah. And then that way I'm not frustrated. Okay, you have a microwave. Here's the food. Help yourself. You know, no problem. And then they're not frustrated, hopefully, either. Although I think if that's their general tendency, they aren't frustrated anyway. They just showed up when they felt like it.
Right. Right. And then you're going to be all wound up and they could care
exactly.
less.
Exactly.
Yes. So, right. Yeah. So for me, I just try to take the pressure off of my part of it. And then what if they don't even show up? And then you're holding up a meal and they haven't called. And, you know, and I remember one time we saw this, it was a funny, Everybody Loves Raymond show. And he just said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And if you're not in the car at this time, I'm taking off without you. And he did. And she was upstairs stuck with like a curling iron in her hair or something. And I thought that like, that's just a perfect example of the one time that you're going to lay down the law and then something really happens that you can't get out the door. And so we do have to have grace. You know, we have to have grace for those moments. Mm-hmm. But then we also have to, I think we have to help each other and learn and help the spouse pull back the time frame a little bit and say, you know, it takes you an extra half hour than me. So why don't you get started a half hour before I do?
Yeah.
So let's just say that the late person kind of makes some headway, but they just seem to not be able to pull it together to be on time. Is there a point at which you have to kind of surrender and go, well, this is as good as it's going to get and I need to get over it?
Well, I would have a hard time with that personally.
Yeah, I would too.
I would probably personally, if that was continual, I would probably say, you know what, I'm going to go. Why don't you just, we'll drive separately. Why don't you just get there when you can? Because I would hate the pressure on me when I know it's not me that's making everybody late.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that's probably how I would handle it. Joe, did you want to add to that?
Well, I think this might be a good time to actually to talk with some of our pre-married friends out there a little bit. And you know, this issue is just another one of those great topics that pre-marrieds need to flush out during those pre-married times together. And, you know, it might seem cute, as Cindy was talking about, that Everyone Loves Raymond episode with, you know, she runs out, she's to the car, she has a curler in her hair because she just couldn't be there on time. And that might be cute for a while, but if this becomes a regular habit, you can be pretty sure that this habit of being late is just going to get worse with time. And so for our pre-married friends out there, you know, be wise. And, you know, it's foolish to think that somehow magically this tendency is going to change once you say, I do. The reality check is that these types of habits and tendencies will just get worse with time. And, you know, you don't want to marry somebody who already has characteristics that you feel are intolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They will just get worse with time.
Mm-hmm.
And but once you're married, you know, this is where we need to be, you know, gracious and extend, you know, some creative strategies towards one another in order to make this thing work. And again, it just comes back to just common sense and just being kind to one another and considerate.
Any final thoughts for us, Cindy?
Well, I just feel like, you know, this is just one, of course, one issue in marriage that not only would address a husband and a wife, but also would address how we are with other people. So I feel like we need to develop strategies and we need to be willing, each one willing to make those changes. And I just think in marriage, you know, if our excuse me, if our spouse asks us to make a change that we are able to make that isn't sinful, it's not like way crazy, I think we should be willing to do it. I think we should be willing to take that step and say, I love you so much, or I love other people so much that I'm willing to make a change, even though it might be hard for me. I think Joe might have one more comment.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing that comes to my mind is just to understand the consequences of chronically being late also influences, you know, the behavior of our children. I mean, when our children constantly observe one spouse always being late for things, they're going to start saying things to that chronically late spouse. Why should I be on time? I mean, you're always late. Mm-hmm. Why can't I be late? And so that there is a consequence that will impact your children as well for your behavior.
Excellent thoughts again this week at 7:25. We got to run. But again, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. You can find them on Facebook at My Marriage Matters or go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. Or always just come to us, brianandkathleen.org. Thanks, you two. Always appreciate your insights.
Thank you. Great. Have a great day.
Take care.